Hand-cutting letters into the stone walls of memorials or museums is a dying craft, but there are still a few carvers keeping the practice alive. WAMU's arts and culture reporter Michaela LaFrac talks to one whose work is all over Washington.
So what are you working on?
I'm carving an M, and you have to really, really carefully massage the thing into existence.
Inside the National Gallery of Art, Nick Benson is updating the list of the gallery's trustees by carving names into the limestone wall.
Got a zinc mallet and a chisel that has a brazed carbide tip.
Benson's based in Rhode Island, but he spends a lot of time in D.C. He's 55, and he's been carving at the National Gallery since he was 18. Working with the gallery's soft limestone feels like coming home.
When I come down here and I sink a chisel into this wall, it's like, oh my God, it's so freaking awesome. It's like, oh. So happy.
Benson is legendary in the stone carving universe. He received a MacArthur Genius Grant for his work. His grandfather carved the text for the Iwo Jima Memorial. His father did the JFK Memorial at Arlington National Cemetery and the FDR Memorial on the Mall. Benson engraved quotations on the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial. He also just finished carving nearly 4,500 letters into the new Eisenhower Memorial in a typeface he invented.
I said, hey, what would be really cool is to design a neoclassical Roman letter, and it's the kind of letter that Eisenhower would see and know and associate with Washington, D.C.
More and more, people are turning to computerized machines to do engravings. But Benson says there is no comparison. If he's wandering in a graveyard, he can immediately tell what graves were carved by hand versus by computer. And he can recognize ones made by his father or grandfather. He doesn't care much for computerized work.
They're trying to make the physical world ape the look of what's in the computer, which is really weird. It's immediately evident how that can fail tremendously.
After the National Gallery project is finished, he has a couple more days of carving to do at the Eisenhower Memorial. When it's dedicated this spring, it'll be the newest monument to a president and yet another showcase of the Benson family trade. For WAMU, I'm Michaela LaFrac.